Enjoy and with our local suppliers who we always look to first. It's the Choppies way of community sense, loyalty and spirit. Choppies, great value for your money.
Choppies. We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Cortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
18 hours in Phoenix, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Inflation rate decreases. Kambwili denies being seriously ill after missing court. And in global news, Pope Leo arrives in Turkey on first foreign trip of papacy. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Zambia's annual inflation for November 2025 has reduced to 10.9%, down from 11.9% recorded in October 2025. Speaking during the dissemination of the November monthly bulletin, Zambia Statistics Agency Zamstat's Acting Statistician General, Sheila Mudenda, say the decline was largely driven by easing price movements in non-food items. Ms. Mudenda also indicated that annual food inflation decreased to 13.9% from 14.1% recorded in October, reflecting reduced price pressures in cereals such as breakfast midi meal, roller meal, maize grain, samp and wheat flour, as well as selected fruits and vegetables. Meanwhile, Ms. Mudenda revealed that traditional export earnings rose by 13.5%, increasing from 19.1 billion kwacha in September to 21.6 billion kwacha in October 2025, largely supported by 14.3 billion kwacha's worth of copper exports. She adds that the total value of exports across all modes of transport between January and October 2025 stood at 276.1 billion kwacha. Opposition Patriotic Front member and presidential hopeful Chishimba Kambwili failed to appear in court today after his lawyer, Kennedy Mambwe, cited a medical emergency. Mr. Kambwili is facing a charge of unlawful assembly linked to a meeting allegedly held at his Woodlands residence in Lusaka on the 26th of January 2023. He is charged under Section 74 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87, and was initially jointly charged with Charles Kakula, who was discharged by the state in May 2024. However, Mr. Kambwili later explained that his absence followed an accident that required immediate medical attention. He has assured the public that he is in good health, dismissing rumors that he was terminally ill. Court proceedings have been adjourned to January next year, when Mr. Kambwili is expected to open his defense.
This morning I was supposed to be in court, but before I could go to court, when I was preparing, I had a minor accident, and we instructed our lawyers to tell the court to stand off stand down the matter, so that I finish the procedure at the hospital. It took a bit of time, and then the court decided through an application from the lawyers to adjourn the matter to January. So it is not true that I'm very sick, and whatever is going on social media, I am very, very fit.
The Minister of Agriculture has dispelled allegations that some inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, are being shared among beneficiaries in a widely circulated video on social media. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Hulu says investigations conducted following the social media clip published on November 27, 2025, traced the footage to Katete district in the Eastern Province and found elements of organized mobilization and political messaging. Mr. Hulu says the women appearing in the video were mobilized by a chairperson of Mpilila Cooperative, who is linked to an opposition political party, and that seven of those shown were genuine FISP beneficiaries who had been persuaded to redistribute their seed in breach of program rules. He confirms that both the implicated farmers and the cooperative will face disciplinary measures in line with FISP regulations, and that non-compliant groups risk removal from the scheme.
It has further been established that seven of these individuals appearing in the video are bona fide FISP beneficiaries who were persuaded to share farming inputs in direct violation of the program guidelines. Therefore, both the implicated farmers and the cooperative will face disciplinary action in accordance with the regulations. The government reiterates that the sharing of farming inputs is illegal and will result in removal of non-compliant farmers and cooperatives from the program.
The Community Action Against Corruption has expressed shock at the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC's, decision to close the long-running Ministry of Finance illegal allowances scandal by merely directing the implicated officers to refund the money. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo says the refund directive falls short of meaningful accountability and risks entrenching a pattern of selective enforcement. Mr. Tembo argues that ordering a refund ignores the pecuniary advantage unlawfully enjoyed by beneficiaries and allows those accused of enriching themselves at the public expense to escape criminal consequences. He has criticized the handling of the case as consistent with a wider pattern in which high-profile scandals involving persons close to the party in power are resolved without robust sanctions. The matter in question relates to a former Ministry of Finance senior auditor, Grandin Tumbo, who during an audit in 2020 reported that World Bank funds meant for girls' education were diverted by more than 70 Ministry of Finance officials as personal fund, and later 18 officials linked to the issue were arrested.
We have people who took away money from Zambians. They have enjoyed the benefits of that money. They have invested the money, just being asked to refund the money. And this is not the right way to fight corruption. This is a weakness in corruption fight. And the Anti-Corruption Commission, this one is similar to the soft sentences that were given to the Sojite convicts. So we cannot fight corruption if the sentences that are given are failing to match the gravity of the offenses committed by the people.
In global news, Pope Leo XIV has arrived in Turkey at the start of the first foreign trip of his papacy, where he will mark a historic Christian anniversary before heading to Lebanon days after Israeli airstrikes on its capital, Beirut. As he traveled to Ankara, the Pope summed up the message of his trip by saying that all men and women can truly be brothers and sisters in spite of differences, in spite of different religions, in spite of different beliefs. Visits to both countries had originally been planned by the late Pope Francis, but the overarching theme, building bridges, is one Pope Leo has made his own from the moment he stepped onto the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica after his election in May. The BBC now reports on this and other global stories.
Pope Leo is in Turkey, his first foreign visit since being elected head of the Roman Catholic Church in May. He was welcomed by President Erdogan, who said he hoped the visit would benefit all humanity at a time of rising tensions. President Macron has announced the reintroduction of military service for volunteers in France, almost almost three decades after it was phased out. The scheme is a response to what France sees as a renewed threat posed by Russia. The military in Guinea-Bissau has appointed a general to lead the country for the next year. A day after seizing power, the army has already blocked the release of results of Sunday.